Antitrust guidelines. The antitrust laws prohibit agreements or understandings between two or more individuals or businesses to regulate prices or quantities of goods or services, to allocate customers or territories, to hinder or limit a competitor or potential competitor's operations, or otherwise unreasonably to restrain business activity. Discriminatory pricing or servicing is also prohibited. Ignoring these laws can be costly and dangerous. Violation of the Sherman Act is a felony. Convicted individuals can be and have been imprisoned for up to 3 years. Corporations are subject to heavy fines. Violators may also have substantial judgments for money damages entered against them. Every individual should, therefore, follow these rules. Do not discuss your prices or competitors' prices with a competitor, except when buying from or selling to that competitor or anything which might affect prices such as costs, discounts, terms of sale or profit margins. Do not agree with competitors to uniform terms of sale, warranties or contract provisions. Do not agree with competitors to divide customers or territories. Do not act jointly with one or more competitors to put another competitor at a disadvantage. Do not try to prevent your supplier from selling to your competitor. Do not discuss your future pricing, marketing, or policy plans with competitors. Do not discuss your customers with your competitors. With respect to association activities, do not make any statements regarding prices or matters affecting prices at association meetings. Do not make statements about your future plans regarding pricing, expansion, or other policies with competitive overtones. Do not participate in discussion where other members do. Do not propose or agree to any standardization which will injure your competitor. Do leave any meeting where any of the foregoing topics are being discussed. And state why you are leaving. Do not assume you are protected by informal advice from a government official. Do consult with the association's legal counsel before speaking for the association. Do alert association staff and legal counsel to anything inaccurate or improper. This includes a position the association has taken or intends to take or a meeting or activity of which you have learned. Do consult your own legal counsel or the association's legal counsel before raising any matter which you feel might be sensitive. Do send copies to an association staff member of any communications or documents sent, received, or developed by you when acting for the association. Do not do anything before or after association meetings or at social events which would be improper at a formal association meeting. Do alert every employee in your company who deals with the association of these guidelines. Do be conservative. If you feel an activity might be improper, do not do it. Declaration of policy. It is the policy of this association and its members to comply fully with the antitrust and trade regulations of the United States federal government and of the various states. In carrying out its activities, the association operates to ensure compliance with the antitrust laws by requiring the presence of a legal counsel at all meetings and requiring legal counsel to be kept fully advised and consulted with respect to all activities of the association, the board of directors, and all committees of the board. Member companies and their representatives must also participate in association activities with particular care, not only to avoid improper actions or results, but also to avoid even their appearance. The best guarantee of fulfillment of the association antitrust policy is the prudence of the members' representatives. They are most aware of what are sensitive matters in the industry, and thus are in the best position to avoid problems.